Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Just a little bit tonight, God's power in His, and I underscored in my title, His church. Amen. John chapter 1, amen, verse 11, amen. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But, thank God for that big old interjection right there, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name or on His authority, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Oh, thank God we got to be born of Him. Amen. Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Some of my favorite passages out of the four Gospels, there are three synoptic Gospels that are Matthew, Mark, and Luke, called synoptic Gospels because they are overlapping. A lot of them tell the same stories and the same events. Amen. But then God saw fit, amen, to have the old Apostle John, amen, write the other Gospel. Amen. Not another Gospel, but the other Gospel. Amen. And so John writes a lot of things that we don't see in Matthew and Mark and Luke. And some of the events that are not recorded there are recorded in John. Amen. And a great deal of doctrinal statements are also recorded in John's Gospel. Amen. For one, the deity of Christ is established. Amen. In the very first portion of the Scripture in John. Amen. In the beginning, amen, he says, was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. My, amen, the same was in the beginning with God. So John sets that deity, amen, he also sets that Trinity, amen, or two persons of that Trinity in order in that very first verse of John. John, by the Holy Ghost, is taking care of business. Amen. But when we got down to verse number 11, amen, he again reverts here back to this Christ. Most of what you find in the first chapter of John, amen, is describing the attributes, the call and the deity and the work of Christ. Amen. Amen. So here he said he came into his own. Amen. God sent him to his own flesh and blood. Amen. Which by his father, on his mother's side, he is Jewish. Amen. He's sent to his flesh and blood. Amen. And my, he said, they received him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. Amen. Oh, but thank God he didn't stop. He didn't say, Father, they didn't accept me, so I'm going to come on back to heaven. I'm aggravated about this. Amen. No. Amen. There's more folks in the world than there was just Jews. Amen. Matter of fact, I believe that God, amen, had a problem with the way the Jews dealt with the Word of God and the law, amen, and what Christ was going to be, amen, and that they tried to keep, amen, God to themselves rather than being the evangelist that God had intended them to be. Amen. If we looked into the New Testament, amen, we find, amen, in Mark, amen, and in the book of Matthew, we find at the end of those books, we find what is called a Great Commission. Amen. Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That has been God's will not only in the New Testament, it was God's will in the Old. Why, Brother Joe? Because God does not change. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, that Old Testament, you'll hear some people who want to wipe the Old Testament off. There's nothing in the New that is not in the Old. Same Holy Ghost of God, amen, just came upon people in that Old Testament. Amen. But He abides within in the New. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Everything that God, amen, attended. Notice, oh, Brother Joe, that if they weren't Jews, that God had given them no opportunity. You need to read the Bible again. If a stranger comes into the camp, read it out back in the Pentateuch. If the stranger comes into the camp, or if you buy a servant and bring them in and their family, amen, He says very clearly, if they're willing to obey what God has said and the law, amen, then He said they can sit at the Passover table, amen. But if they won't, they have no seat at the Passover table. Come on. New Testament, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. Oh, if you couldn't sit at that Passover table, amen, I want to tell you, death was at your door and in your house. Amen. Woo! But if you could sit at the Passover table. Oh, thank God. He called it a Passover. Why? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. You had that old song years ago. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. Now, I hear all these people, the death angel come through the camp. That ain't what the Bible says. God said, I'm going to pass through. Amen. I'm coming through. Amen. And if there has not been the blood applied to that doorpost and the lintel of that door, amen, everything in that, the firstborn in that house, that's the type of all mankind. It's going to die. Amen. What happened? Listen, He said the firstborn. Why, Brother Joe? Because the firstborn marks everybody else. First fruits, firstborn. All of those are the markings of everything that follows. Amen. Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. Amen. Because of that sin, amen. Oh, death passed upon all humanity. Amen. Oh, but thank God there come a last Adam. Amen. Who was a quickening spirit. Amen. And glory to God. He's the only remedy. Amen. For that sin debt. Amen. My God. So here He came into His own received Him not. But as many as received Him. He didn't say half. He didn't say every other one. As many as received Him. Amen. I like that passage in the Old Testament. I believe it's in the book of Proverbs. He satisfied, it's in the book of Psalms. He satisfied the longing soul every time. Didn't matter which longing soul it was. Long as that soul, amen, is longing for God. Amen. Then there's that, amen, Brother Joey, you're going to sing songs all night. Amen. He filled that longing down in my soul. I searched for Him. And I didn't know what I was searching for. I longed for Him. But I didn't know what I was longing for. Then I found Jesus. Oh, and I knew that I would search no more. Because He filled that longing. And I do think that was Dottie Rambo wrote that one. You'll pardon me. Let me get a drink of water. Amen. Chase this frog with. Amen. Acts 1 and 8. Let me just go back and read. I want us to say, as many as received Him, to them gave He power The word power to become the sons of God. That word power is translated a lot of different ways, has a lot of different meanings. But primary, one of the primary meanings of that is ability.
Amen.
And capability. Hello? Amen. Only in Christ. Amen. I had a dear friend of mine that I witnessed to one time, and he said, I tried it, willing to live it one time, Joe, and I couldn't live it. I said, I agree with you. I said, you can't live it. I said, but Jesus can.
Amen.
He looked at me funny. He said, what you mean? I said, you must be born again. Amen. I said, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Not a little bit of, amen, religion, but Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. If He's birthed, amen, by the Spirit, that new creature after Him is birthed in us. All things are passed away and all things are become new. Amen. Mine, all things are of God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, He lives. The word, amen, that word, the word that we use, Christ, means the anointed one.
Amen.
My. Ooh, no wonder, amen, Jesus, amen, when I go back to it, it's going to be great because it's going to go and do greater things. Not in quality, but in quantity. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Amen. Christ's going to be dwelling in all of us by His Spirit. Amen. And He's going to be working out of us, each and every one, individually and corporately in the church. Amen. My. And I read in the Word of God that if one can put 1,000 to flight, amen, two, He says, puts 10,000. Oh, you just figure that up. Amen. That gets real big after a while. Amen. Don't take much. Amen. My. Amen. What a mighty power God has given. Amen. Brother Joe doesn't believe that God has given, amen, the Spirit without measure to any single person. Amen. But I do believe that He has given the Spirit without measure to the church. Amen. Come on. I said to the church. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Amen. That all of Christ's ability, amen, the fullness thereof, amen, is bound up in that church. I'm about to run. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, there's nothing more mighty nor powerful, amen, and more has more ability, amen, than a church, amen, that's filled with His Spirit, amen, full of the Holy Ghost, amen, loves God with all their heart. I want to tell you, they'll rock hell on its hinges. Woo! But if they are not submitted to God, they're a mockery. Amen. And the power, amen. Listen, He said in the last days, what happens? He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. Listen, amen. I know we hear a lot of people, and Brother Joe believes in divine healing. Amen. But I want to tell you what the primary power of God seeks to do. Brother Joe has always believed that God is more concerned about the if you will, amen, the fruit of the Spirit than the gifts. They come after the fruit. Amen. It's only after, amen, that Rebecca has come out and has watered the camels of Eliezer. Amen. Then after that she has shown the fruit of the Spirit, He goes back to them camels, and He pulls off that earring and that bracelet. He begins to hand out the gifts. Hello! Come on. If the fruit of the Spirit's not right, amen, the gifts will never be operated in the manner of the Word of God and the leadership of God. Come on, we got to get the fruit right! The fruit can never be right except what? Amen. That the power of God is at work in the life. Woo, not by the not my might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. I can tell you, if God's at work, amen, His manifest work will be what this book says. He doesn't produce anything else. Amen. The works of the flesh are manifest. In Galatians chapter, I believe, was it chapter 3? Amen. Oh, but then He said the fruit of the Spirit is. My, and it's the total direct opposite of the works of the flesh. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Now, do you notice that the fruit of the Spirit is actually one fruit, many characteristics of that same fruit? What's that one fruit? Love. You really think that, brother? Yes. What is God? This book tells us God is love. Didn't say God has love. Didn't say God, amen, can make love. Amen, make up love as he goes. No, God is love. Hello? Oh, thank God. God is love. Amen. This is a hell. What manner of, I hear John say, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us? Woo, that we should be called, amen, the sons of God, or the offspring of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. What is he saying? If Christ lives in us, amen, the world will think the same thing of us that it thought of him. We got a modern day church that don't believe that. They want to try to think that you can entice that world into getting along. All the thing is that to get along with that world, they got to reject Christ.
That's right.
Amen? That's no man can serve two masters. It's absolutely plain. Amen. Let me hurry. Wait a minute. He says, then he has received him to them, gave you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. That believe on his authority. Or if you will, faith becomes involved here. Amen. But we're not saved by works. We're saved by faith. Some people didn't want to take that and twist it out of shape. Amen. But the Bible sets it in order when it said faith without works is dead, being alone. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means if my faith is real, amen, the works, amen, Jesus said, would you at least believe, amen, I'm who I am for the very work's sake. Jesus said, am I not producing the fruit that testifies of my Father? He that seen me hath seen the Father. Woo! Amen. Oh, come on with me. And then if he lives in us and works through us, amen, he that sees us has seen the Father. My brother Joe calls the children bear his image. Amen. Wherever I go, somebody, most people know that. You're Gilman, huh? Yeah. Got characteristics and traits that show that out. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But you see, all the while I pray they see in me a little family resemblance. Amen. I want to be a little bit more like Jesus every day. Oh, so they can see the picture of love in a better way. Oh, hallelujah. My goodness. I better hurry. Amen. Here he said in verse number 13, which were born, not of blood. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means you can't pass it to your children. You can show your children what it means, but you cannot pass it to them. You cannot. Amen. We got a lot of these people. Amen. They want to think that they can take the gifts of God and the power of God and bestow it upon others. What's wrong with that picture? They are trying to bypass the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who is, if you will, he is the executor, amen, of the will of God. Amen. That I may, Brother Paul said in the book of Romans, that I may, amen, I'm trying to get the word, amen, down. I'll have to probably look it up to find it. Let me hurry. While I'm on that thought, I can't bypass that. Let me get it real quick. Hallelujah. Come unto you that I may impart. Impartation. There it is. Amen. The doctrine of impartation has been manipulated. Amen. Oh, I've got this gift, and no, you haven't. Amen. God ain't give no man no gift. He might fill your bucket with it. Amen. But he hasn't given you that gift. He may use you with that operation. Come on with Brother Joe. Too many times people want to claim something that they cannot claim. Amen. Brother Clendenin's talking to his old mentor. And his old mentor said to him, don't be a specialist. You just be a vessel. Amen. And if God wants to heal, he'll pour healing into your bucket. If God wants deliverance, he'll pour deliverance in. Amen. In your bucket, in your vessel. If God wants wisdom, the word of knowledge, whatever it is, he'll pour it in. Oh! That Christ who is amplified by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, so for He can fulfill His work in a more efficient way, amen, said He is who is Christ who has made unto us, amen, justification and sanctification and wisdom and knowledge and a whole lot of other things. If you have, we have Christ dwelling in our heart, amen, and we are subject unto Him, whatever we need in the hour that we need it, amen, it'll be right there. Oh, Jesus said to His disciples, you don't have to worry about what you're going to say to them when they come up with you with them little Pepsi shortcut words trying to hem you in the corner. I'll give you at that very moment, the Holy Ghost will give you what you need to say. And He will. And He'll give you a word that they cannot gainsay. Amen. Oh, the devil sure likes to try, but he can't do it. Pardon me just a moment. Amen. Let me hurry. But who, this is born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. The flesh is never going, amen, to will the will of God. Amen. The Word of God says that the flesh wars against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, so that she cannot do that which she would in the book of Galatians. Amen. What is He saying? Unless that flesh, unless we are crucified with Christ like we ought to be, the flesh becomes a hindrance. Listen. The power of God gives us the ability to walk with Him in that crucifixion. Come on. And if we do that, then we automatically then have the power to overcome that flesh becomes dead. And that new man after Christ lives. Listen, you can't believe God with your brain and see God move. Head knowledge is not sufficient. The Pharisees, if it was the Pharisees, would have been godly folks. Amen. Come on. Amen. But I can tell you, faith doesn't work in the mind. It works in the Spirit. Listen, he that heareth, amen, he that hath an ear, several places, he that heareth, these sayings of mine, he that hath an ear to hear, he ain't talking about them. Amen. He's talking about has a spirit to hear. I hear you, Lord. What did old Eli tell, amen, that little scared Samuel to say? Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth thee. Woo! Oh, but what God told little Samuel is going to burn brother Mr. Eli's ears. Hello. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, if we got an ear to hear, amen, God's got a voice to speak. Amen. Whoa. And He will tell us. Amen. He said, amen, ask me and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Listen, of the blood or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Believe you me, the will of man is aligned with the will of the flesh. But of God. That means that everything else has got to go. Everything's got to go. So I want to read the definition here of the word power. Amen. It comes from out of the Greek word is pronounced exousia. From the sense of ability, privilege, force, capacity, competency, freedom. Amen. Mastery. Amen. Superhuman, potentate. Amen. Delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction, liberty. Amen. Right and strength are words that are in that definition. Amen. My, that covers a lot of territory. Amen. Listen, we don't have that right or that authority or that power except that we are surrendered to Him. Only in Christ. Amen. I want to read, and we read already in Acts 1 and 8. Amen. But you shall receive what? Amen. Power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. Now I want us to understand that word witnesses right there. Amen. Is translated more than one way. This is one time it was translated witnesses, but it has a very close meaning and means pretty much the same thing. Martyrs. Martyrs. Amen. Those who have given their life for a cause. Woo! Oh, Jesus said, you haven't loved me, but I have loved you, and I have given my life for you. Woo! Therefore, what are we to do about that, Brother Joe? We to give it back. Oh, I'm telling you. Amen. He said, what did he say? Amen. In the scripture are these. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, because of the proceeding, glorify God in your spirit and in your body, which are mine, God said. Whoa! I want to tell you, if we'll walk in that fashion, amen, the power of God will reign in that life. And I don't mean R-A-I-N. I mean R-E-R-I-E-G-N. Reign. That means rule. Whoa! It will rule in that life. Amen. It will govern us. It will direct us. Amen. It will correct us. Yes. Thank God. Amen. Power. You see, the greatest power that God is after in the church is that power that brings us into subjection and obedience unto God. Without that, I don't care what else may go down. Brother Paul said, amen, though I have gifts of miracles and la-di-da-di-da in 1 Corinthians 13. Amen. Oh, and I can do all kind of things. It's all vanity. It's empty. In other words, he said, if God has not got me, everything else is just empty, vain. Amen. It's worthless. Oh, what does that mean, Brother Joe? If I'm going to go to that world, and I'm going to testify to that world. Amen. I'm not going to that world saying, let me tell you what God did for so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so. Brother Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. The demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. Listen, Brother Paul says to the church at Corinth, when I came to you, I was in much fear and in much trembling. He ain't fear and trembling. He's not afraid of them. He's afraid of the awesome. He's trembling because of the awesomeness of the task that God has placed upon him. Right. Amen. A fellow said, "Oh, I feel bad about the. I could have done that job. I just couldn't do the Word of God justice." I told a fellow one time, "If you ever think you have done the Word of God justice, get in an altar quick.
Amen. That's right.
Woo, because you are in trouble. There is not a person in the world that can do justice to the Word of God. Only the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on. Only the Spirit of God. Amen. And He has to work with an unperfect vessel. Amen. Amen. It's not us that sings that song. It's the Spirit of God that said, I'm just making the best of a bad situation. Hello? The bad situation is God trying to get us to where, amen, we will listen to everything He says and walk in obedience and submission to Him. My, oh, I want to see God move. Surrender to Him. Amen. Love Him. Amen. With all of your heart, all of our soul, and all of our might, I'm going to tell you the doors of heaven will swing open. Whew. I wrote in here this morning before I was going to preach, I wrote a passage out of John chapter 12, verse number 24. Most public people can probably quote that. Except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.